Good evening and welcome to Concert Night, Dance Week at Augusta. Your big chance to finally take a break. Rest your feet for just a little while. We've got a great evening of great dance music and string band music and some songs. There's an important news item I did want to share with you I learned earlier in the summer that I know is of special interest this week. Our week liaison from Swing Week presented me with this item from the Weekly World News, so you know it's the truth. Cavemen loved to square dance, exclamation point. Scientists tell us the first square dancers were cavemen who would get in formation and dance according to the grunted instructions of a tribal leader. So now we know that we are part of a long and time-honored tradition that we carry on here at Augusta. But before we are ready to dance, we want to hear some great music, and we're going to start the evening off right off with some of the best of New England traditional music. Sarah Bowen is teaching tin whistle this week. Comes from New Hampshire. She has a couple of recordings, Chasing the New Moon and her latest release, The Untamed Grasses. She's also produced recordings including the New England Tradition, which features Bob McQuillan, who is playing with her this evening. And they often perform together also with David Surrett, who will be here on this set with him. So please welcome Sarah Bowen, Bob McQuillan, and David Surrett.
Yeah, Bob's been playing piano so long, he was part of that caveman dance band. We're going to start off with three jigs for you. Red eye. Thank you. those were three jigs, as I said. First two are called The Returned Yank and The Raccoon Cap, or it may be the other way around, I'm not sure. If anyone has any clues about that, I'd love to know. They're Irish jigs, and the third tune was written by Bob McQuillan over here, and it's called Allie's Fiddle for Allie Bain. And it's a really lovely tune. I discovered it last year. Actually, no, not that long ago I discovered it. He wrote it many years ago for Allie Bain, and I missed it somehow. And then Deanna Stiles, who's a flute player up in New Hampshire, said, "Have you tried Allie's Fiddle? That's a great tune." I went, "No." And so it was discovered by me anyway.
I'm glad you did. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now we're going to play a tune called The Untamed Grasses, which you heard the title just a minute ago from Martha. It's the title cut of my new album, and it's a line from a poem that my friend Leif wrote. So if you want the poem too, you have to buy the album. Ooh, no, that was so smooth. Thank you very much. Thanks. Well, we're halfway through our set. We're going to play another tune that I wrote, actually. Oh, no laughing. Come on. None of that. No having fun now. This is Augusta. We don't have fun here. No, really, isn't this the funnest time you've ever had? I just love it here. You know, I get nervous about teaching my class, and I get here, and the first day's a little, you know, but boy, then I just cruise, and I love it. So I just want to thank Margot. Where'd she go? Oh, there. No, she was sitting there, wasn't she? Margot? Oh, hi, Margot. Thank you. This is a tune called The Sadness of Some. It's a tune I wrote several years ago, and it's wrote it for a friend who was having a hard time. And then we follow it with a tune from Shetland called The Trowy Burns, which I think it's a very old tune. And Trowy is trolls, the little trolls, and a burn is a river, so I imagine it's the troll that sits by the river, loosely translated. And it's written by a man called Friedemann Stickel, or something like that. I'd have to go back and look at my liner notes.
Thank you.
Thank you. David Surratt on the guitar. Lee Marvelous. Three reels for you to finish off tonight. They are Tom Morrison's reel, Major, what's his name?
Major Rex Harrison's Fedora?
Yes, Major Rex Harrison's Fedora. No, Major Harrison's Fedora. And the tune called Milbrae by Ronnie Cooper of Shetland. And I just want to thank you all. It's been lovely. Oh, you're not starting. And thank you to Bob McQuillan for playing wonderful piano.
Just a minute, Barton.
I knew it.
I must tell you that I was a school teacher for years, and one of my advisees was a little creature about that big, running around through my high school. And look at her today playing that flute like this. You've no idea what a thrill it is for me to be here with my Sarah.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Sarah Bowen, Bob McQuillan, and David Surratt. Great music. One of the unique aspects of the Augusta program, as no doubt you all have noticed, is that not only is there great music and great dancing, but we have a wonderful array of craft classes taking place during the summer, and we've drawn even more attention to them this year. We hope we've tried to, because we're celebrating the Year of American Craft. The Year of American Craft is a national celebration. It was originally inspired by Hortense Greene. I have no idea if I'm saying Hortense right.